Good morning. You are listening to Healthcare We Know, hosted by Justin Willis. Today's guest is Dr. Paul Nussbaum from Brain Health Centers. How are you today?
Great, Justin. Good to see you. Good to be here with you.
Yeah, thank you very much for driving all the way up here.
Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah. Absolutely. Before we get going, can you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what makes you tick?
Yeah, sure. So professionally, I'm a licensed neuropsychologist. I'm licensed in the states of Pennsylvania.
Sorry about that. Okay. Look, we actually got a phone call coming through. This never happens. Go ahead and keep on talking.
Yeah, licensed in the states of Pennsylvania and Florida. As I told you, my wife and I just recently moved from the Pittsburgh area to Florida. We've enjoyed being down here. Basically, I came out of academia being supposedly an expert in neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's and those kinds of things. And I continue to have a modest practice seeing adults and older adults who suffer, for example, Parkinson's or MS or stroke, depression, Alzheimer's. But I really, about 20 years ago, Justin, got very interested again in health, which is why I got into it. We tend not to get taught that in medical school or graduate school. And I've always been fascinated with human behavior in the brain. And so I put that together and I branded what's called a brain health lifestyle that involves five components. One is physical activity, mental stimulation, nutrition, socialization, and spirituality, in no special order. But together they represent an integrated kind of holistic approach to life that's born from the brain out that leads to behavior. And what I've been doing is basically just teaching the general public all across the world about the miracle that sits between the ears and how we can shape it for health. And that's been really cool and fun because it's gotten me into verticals I never thought I would, like the education system, which you have expertise in, business, healthcare, certainly, even in the digital app world. And so all these different verticals. Why is that? Because everybody there has a brain and can benefit from learning how to shape their brain for health.
Wow. You know, it's such an amazing thing that we forget sometimes is true brain health. Mm-hmm. And it, brain health is more than just reading. It's more than just remembering things. It's more than all of that. It is truly whole body health that helps with making sure that you're getting the brain health that you need.
It's really so true. I mean, one of the great paradoxes of civilization is that we tend to neglect the most important part of our being, which is the human brain. You'll see it at any health fair. Go and you'll get your blood, drawn. Maybe you'll get your blood pressure taken, bone densities looked at, cholesterol levels. We don't talk about the brain, which is the epicenter. As I like to tell my audiences across the world, the brain carries the blueprint for the rest of the body. So you and I were having a conversation before we went live about a simple thought. Mm-hmm. So we're the only organism on the planet that has the ability to be miserable or happy based on a thought. And if we, for example, taking it more seriously, if we're in the hospital or we're dealing with a condition, our quote-unquote attitude, which is a brain function, has enormous import in terms of how our body's going to affect or fight. Absolutely. Or combat that. And that is so very important, even to the most serious of conditions that we might be affected with. So everybody out there, the brain is really important. You got one. It's a miracle. It's brilliant. It's who you are. It's your identity, and it can be shaped for health.
Absolutely. You know, it's crazy. My wife looks at me all the time because I'm one of those people that once I know what's going on, I can work through it. Like whether it's an illness, whether it's something in my life, whatever it is, as long as I can identify what it is, like an earache, there's nothing worse than an earache. They kill you. The minute somebody says, oh, it's just an earache, I can breathe. I'm like, oh, all right, I've got this. Yeah. Like I can think through it. Yeah. I can process through it.
Right.
We'll take the antibiotics, but that's going to solve its problem. But the reality of what you're trying to get rid of is the pain that you're dealing with.
Right.
And most of us, we jump to that immediate fix. It's that instant gratification of pain relief.
Right.
And we've gotten into this world where our focus is on pain-free living, and that's not realistic. It's nobody will ever be completely pain-free all of their life. But when you learn how to identify, deal with, cope, and adjust to what you are dealing with, it's so much easier to work through whatever it is, whether it be an earache, whether it be depression, whether it be anxiety. But it's learning how to identify what's happening and using the power of your brain to deal with what's going on. And in my world, people that are around me a lot hear me talk about the law of attraction. And that's what this boils into. We we create that which what we want, and it's the power of the brain. Mm-hmm. And we haven't even started to scratch the surface of understanding the reality of the power of our brain.
Right. No, you've said a lot there. And you know, one of the realities of who we are as a human is that our default tends to be negative, and that's not being judgmental. It's just, it's for survival ability. But the enormous ability that we have to kind of shape whatever condition we have, how we're going to approach it, as you said. So I tell people, and in my journey, Justin, I've gotten to speak with just some thousands of people who have wonderful stories, and I love to hear people's stories. And it really doesn't matter the kind of background. I've had billionaires literally sitting on my office who have everything, every resource in the world, and they're the most unhealthy people in the world. I've also had people with stage 3 cancer, stage 4 cancer, and I would say they're the most healthy people in the world. Yeah. And it really is about how do we define health. In my opinion, health is not the absence of disease. Mm-hmm. It's really about how we carry ourselves and how we think about things. The law of attraction, as you talked about, has a role in that, because we can get ourselves to a point where we actually feel and are healthy, regardless of the situation that we're in.
Right.
And that really is the power of the thought that then leads to the emotion and carries through to the immune system and everything else in our body. I tend to tell people, and this is purely speculation, so you can toss it in the can. It builds on what you just said there, Justin, which is that we are at the primitive origins of understanding the human brain. One day we will learn the human brain can take care of all the maladies of the human body. We won't need shots. We won't need medications. And I just throw out something for everybody in your audience to think about. If you're going to believe what Nussbaum's telling you here today, that the brain's the single greatest miracle ever designed, why would it not come with the ability to take care of the rest of the body? We just don't understand it yet. Mm-hmm. But we have learned that the brain can generate new brain cells. We have learned that the brain can do things we didn't think it was able to do. And that is going to lead us to a whole new shaping of civilization. That's the great frontier that's in front of us. It's exciting. It's an exciting time. I'm biased. I love the brain. Yeah. I love human behavior. It sounds like you do too. But that's where we're going. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so amazing to look at what we as humans do and the way that we interact with each other and the expectations that we develop. And that's what's so interesting is it all boils down to the thoughts that we process. Yeah. And when I talk about the law of attraction, it boils down to me about creating the peaceful existence that you're looking for. And it's about creating the happiness that we strive for in life. Mm-hmm. It's not about not dealing with the negative or the unhappy things that happen, but it's learning how to acknowledge how that helps you grow and how that helps you become a better person. And to me, that plays in a lot to the mental health aspect of what we're dealing with in today's world.
Right.
You see so many people so quickly diagnosed bipolar, ADHD, schizophrenic, this, that, whatever it is that we want to link into the mental health aspect. Mm-hmm. But in reality, is it just that we're thinking on a different level and our brain is functioning at a different level in a different capacity? Mm-hmm. And we're not learning how to channel the ability of that brain and what they can do. We want to give a Prozac, or we want to give Halidol, or we want to give whatever medication it is that we're giving that day. But we stop going to the therapy aspect of what's needed to learn how to deal with what you're dealing with.
Right. And it's really, you know, it's what I like to tell people is, and I think you've said it well, is that it's not a dichotomy. It's not, there's a section of people that are quote unquote mentally healthy and a section of people that are diagnosable. It's not that at all. We're all on a continuum. Okay. Mm-hmm. Think of it that way. How many people in the audience out there have obsessive compulsive features? I didn't say disorder. I said features. We've all experienced these days when we're a bit sad, melancholy. Yeah. We get anxious. Humans get anxious. When that gets out of control, then yes, it is a disorder, and yes, it needs to be treated. But, you know, for me, a holistic approach means meeting the person where he or she is. So in my own work, you know, I listen to people, and they will provide you the idea and the information that is needed to understand what's going wrong. And they will also provide you the pathway for what needs to be done to get them to where they need to be. They know it.
Right.
You know, I become more of a life caddy than a therapist or a doctor for them. Mm-hmm. So they know what to do. And oftentimes, as you indicated, it's not what the medical world has taught me. You know, I don't throw away that bag of tools, but oftentimes we get into conversation about relationships, or we get into conversations about finance, or we get into conversations about just self-esteem or God. And I wasn't necessarily trained up on those things, you know, right. in my background. So, but they're very important because that person's telling me they're important. So we have to guide people and help people meet their answers that they have within inside them and justify them and validate them and help them get back to that so that it become integrated again. That is really what holistic means.
Absolutely.
And that's very different in the way that I was trained anyway. And I'm not demeaning the way I was trained. I was trained by very smart people. Our medical system is a very good medical system. We have very caring people. We don't want to get rid of that, but we got to make the toolbox bigger.
Right.
Because humans are much more complicated than cells and chemistry.
I actually heard somebody, I heard a candidate for political office recently make the statement of, we're not dealing with a healthcare system, we're dealing with a sickness care system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we've lost track of keeping us healthy to begin with.
And
we've moved into the thought of fix the problem once it arises.
Absolutely.
And if we retrain our thought process as an industry to focus on keeping us healthy from the beginning and moving us forward, dealing with the issues should they arise, in hopes that we can avoid some of those things by teaching the healthier lifestyles. I'm going to jump real fast because I know that I only have 30 minutes for my show, unfortunately, and I could sit in here and talk to you for the next 3 hours.
Yeah.
One of the coolest things that I find about the way that you approach this is you add spirituality into it.
Yeah.
And that's not something that you see. You see people often say, you need to find your higher power. You need to find your answer. You need to find that guidance. And, you know, understand I went through 14 years of therapy. So as a kid, that's something that I did. My parents got divorced and they thought that one of the best things they could do was to put me into therapy.
Mm-hmm.
What that did is taught me how to cope and deal with a lot of things that I didn't realize I would deal with later in life. And I'm very thankful for it. But at the same time, one of the things that it taught me was to focus on what is truly healthy. And what Dr. Inglenook taught me was healthy was focusing on myself. It was healthy to take the time to know how I was feeling, to take the time to understand why I was feeling, to take the time to process what that feeling meant for my existence. And the biggest thing that played into that was my spirituality. It was my faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, we talk about religion versus faith. I'm a very faithful person. I'm not a religious person. It's not the man-made creation, but it's about my relationship with my creator.
Right.
And that's what's important to me. And it's really cool to see how you have taken that and made it such an integral part of what you do that people are thinking on the next level. It's not just basic, you're going to feel better when we're done, but it's, you're going to know why you feel better, how to feel better, and what to do moving into tomorrow.
Yeah, and so you, and you're right. I mean, I'm a bit of a pariah. I'm not any better or any worse, but I'm a bit of a pariah, and because I do talk about God and faith and spirituality and those things, both from a religious perspective and then from a non-religious, sort of non-traditional spiritual perspective. But as you just shared with the audiences with me, you just told me what's really important about you. So I really respect that. And that kind of guides me as I work, you know, alongside you as your friend. Within my 5 pillars of brain health, spirituality is really in some ways no different than if I got up and talked about exercise, or if I got up and talked about nutrition, or if I got up and talked about how important it is to integrate with others and be social or to stimulate your brain mentally. It is the one, however, when I do get asked the question by media and others, which one is the most important? And I always answer, depends on what the person tells me. However, spirituality is that one endeavor, that one activity, that one process that takes us out of the earthbound, isn't it now? And so it's not uncommon. I have folks that I work with where I will say to them, you know, hey, look, and I'm not a religious expert at all. You know, do you have a chapel near you? Do you have, you know, what's your place of worship? Where is that? Go spend a few moments there and then let's talk, okay? Remember, you and I started the conversation today talking about how the brain can be shaped.
Right.
So that spiritual experience, and it might be walking on the beach. Mm-hmm. It might be being in the woods. It might be meditation or yoga. It might be going to church or synagogue or mosque. It's all good, but that's going to shape your brain. And my goal in life is to teach people that your brain has that ability and then to figure out what it is that gets you to shape that brain to be in that peaceful place you talked about. And as a country, I don't know why it is, but we should not be running away from a relationship with God. That's the last thing we should do. So part of being proactive, and that's kind of what my journey has been, is getting out to entities, for example, in the elementary schools, to teaching them about the power of the brain, to getting into hospitals where mom is going to be a mom. There's a baby that's going to be born. Well, the new mom and dad should have education on how to stimulate the health of that baby's brain in the womb and then outside the womb and across the lifespan. That kind of information needs to be empowered for humans very early in life. We have wellness programs in corporate America all across this country. I guarantee you, everybody out there listening today, go check your wellness program and tell me if there's not something for the brain. I'll bet you there's not, because I've been doing this a long time, trying to get the brain as a focus into the wellness programs across the country. And you're spot on. That's the way we become proactive. So I've spoken to probably 100, 150,000 people on the planet. That's a lot for one person, but that's a very small number overall. But my journey, until my journey is done, is to continue to go. I came up here today to talk with you, right? It's where my heart and brain are, is to help people understand just how beautiful they are, how miraculous they are. And particularly for the people, you know, God taught us that you know, you can go talk to the people that have everything in the world, but what are you gaining? You got to go talk to people that don't believe in what I'm saying right now. And so those are the people that I try to get together with as much as I can. The biggest critics, the people that don't have the resources, because they're at most risk. And maybe God's the answer, but maybe exercise is the answer. Maybe nutrition is the answer. Maybe all of it's the answer. Maybe just simple. You're an educator, Justin. Maybe just the education, a lot of people, what you and I are talking about right now, don't even know this.
Right.
And so, and they're smart people. Your audience is smart. So, and by the way, it doesn't matter how old you are, because your brain doesn't know how old it is. It doesn't care. It just wants to be stimulated.
Exactly. You
know? So there's just a lot of work to be done. The cool thing is that we now know that that work can be done. And I can tell everybody that I have seen changes in people once they understand this and it becomes personal. Because how much more personal can it be than to say, I'm going to become a better me so that I can help you become a better you?
Exactly.
You know, that's pretty powerful stuff. We're not selling anything here. It's just learning about ourselves and making changes. Yeah.
And it's so crazy, because we think to ourselves, oh, well, if I change something about me, that means that there's something wrong with me. No, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. It means that you are looking to advance yourself and to grow mentally, spiritually, physically, whatever the situation is that makes you feel better, that makes you become who you are and who you're meant to be. And that's we were talking earlier about being predestined, and people think to themselves, well, I have to achieve X, Y, and Z. Okay, well, there's a reason why you feel that way. It's either you were taught that this is your expectation, or you are being taught from another being that this is your expectation.
Right.
And for those of you that don't understand where I'm going with that, it is the bigger thinking of you are meant to do something more than just what you think you're here to do.
Right.
Every day we learn something more, and every day we develop something more, and every day we share something with a person around us.
Right.
And we grow with them, and we develop, and we build from that interaction that we're having with the people around us. And it's amazing to see how that shifts us as a person. But it just takes that ability to be able to say, hey, look, I am good enough.
Right.
I am capable, and I can do this.
Right.
And focusing in on your brain health to do that from a whole body aspect gets you to where you need to be. And it's funny, because I taught for almost 15 years, and I've taught 7,000 CNAs who go out to take care of people. But the biggest thing of what I did in my profession was teaching them how to believe in themselves before they walk in that door.
Right.
Because if you can't believe in yourself, how can you walk in and take care of somebody else?
Right.
So it might not be that they ended up being a CNA, but it's that they got the lesson that they came for.
Right.
And they walked out being a little bit better, not better in the fact that they weren't a great person before, but a little bit mentally more capable of doing what it is they were actually meant to do.
I
feel like that's the lesson that you're teaching people. That's you're teaching them how to focus in on their entire self and to become a better person, not in the sense that you're not a great person now, but in the sense of you are actively seeking to grow as an individual and educate and build yourself through brain health and brain function.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's true for everyone, regardless of background. or resources. You know, and it start, you know, just using myself as an example, I moved down to Florida because there's so many natural, wonderful, beautiful things that I recognized helped me to feel more at peace. And, you know, sometimes in the healthcare system, doctors will teach you to do A, B, C, and D. So we oftentimes tell you to do things to get to an endpoint. Think of it another way. Sometimes it's letting go of things.
Exactly.
So I went from a relatively, you know, big house where we had a family to a small, pretty small place right now. Gave up a lot of material goods along the way. I'm not dressed in a suit and tie here today with you. And my point is, stripping oneself of a lot of stuff can be very, very healthy too. It's not just do more. Sometimes it's kind of let go of things. So the message for me today is, you know, regardless of where you are, regardless of the vertical where you work or where you live, everybody is really born with beauty and majesty and has the ability to reach that potential. You're right, Justin. Take a good look at yourself. Make some changes. Know you have the power to overcome the small or the failures, large challenges that you have, and great things will happen.
Absolutely. Listen, we just blew through 20 plus minutes and are down to the last two, and I have so much more to talk about. I definitely want you to come back on the show as many times as you want to. You can come and be a monthly guest if you want. Whatever you want to do, we'd love to have you back as often as we can. But you have something pretty cool coming up where you are going to be on a cruise educating people about brain health. We're down to the last 2 minutes, and I want you to give out information about that, and I want you to give out contact information for people that are seeking truly just taking themselves to the next level in mental health and brain health and working on becoming a better person. Tell them how to reach out to you, but more importantly, tell us about the cruise you're going to be on.
Yeah, so my work has gone into multiple sectors, including schools across the country and world, religious sector, business sector, and the latest now is a cruise and Elite Vacations, the cruise line there that puts on wonderful cruises for people suffering dementia and caregivers. And so they've asked me, and in October we're going to be doing this, and the people can learn more about it by going to my website, which is www.brainhealthctr.com, and they can learn all the information there if they choose to sign up. Looking forward to it, and I can take my brain health program and education into senior care. I know Glenridge here in Sarasota has had me up there, the Pines, and really all across the world. So regardless of where you are, you have a brain. If you want to reach out to me, feel free to do that.
And again, his website is www.brainhealthctr.com. Reach out to him. Get some information. If you're dealing with dementia, Alzheimer's, stuff like that, this is a great opportunity. Unfortunately, we did not get enough time to dive into it. Watch for the next show where Dr. Nussbaum comes back. Spend some more time on here with me. Nussbaum comes back. Spend some more time here on air with me. You guys that are here on Facebook, don't go away yet because I still have a few more questions. We started our show for the radio early. So those of you guys that are listening, thank you for listening. This has been Healthcare in the Know with Justin. Be healthy, be happy, and be safe out there. Have a wonderful day.